Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Luba, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Kathy.
Okay, thank you very much. Much better connection. Let's talk strikes.
Yeah. So what I was saying in response to your question was that if you ask the union will argue that, you know, there's never a bad time for a strike if their reasons are valid. And if you go through the reasons that stated, you know, the plundering of UIF, gender-based violence, the issues around the state-owned entities. So a lot of those sound very reasonable and things that everybody should be concerned about. But if you listen to business, you know, Business South Africa will say to you, we've had a problem with growth in this country prior to COVID-19, and we haven't even addressed that issue, and COVID made things worse. So this is not the best time to go on strike. You've got unemployment at a record high. You've got businesses suffering. So even a single day of industrial action will be quite detrimental. And to try and balance the two, you know, is very difficult. But I think, you know, most people agree that there is some sympathy with the union position around fraud and corruption, that does need to be addressed. Now, the question is whether or not a day of, you know, a strike will necessarily address that. I'm not sold on that will necessarily bring about the desired effect. You see, if you really dig deeper down, Kathy, you have to first say, if you take state-owned entities, the union was part of the problem in many ways, because if you go to SAA and you go to Eskom, we've always known that those entities are bloated in terms of staff, and the unions have been quite adamant in the fact that they don't want to see the staff numbers cut. So you have a problem that they were party to causing in the first place, in some way at least, in resisting the staff cuts in those SOEs. Gender-based violence, I think it's a national issue, not necessarily one for the trade unions, but it's one that I think will gain sympathy, but one that I don't think they can address. And as a country, I think it's one that we're not going to address through industrial action, and we fail to address because it runs much deeper. It goes to the core of who we are. So it really leaves us with the wage increase, you know, whether it's reasonable at this time. You know, that's harder to justify. I know personally many people who have been affected in terms of income, you know, even where they are employed in companies, where companies have said, you know what, through lockdown, we've actually found it's much easier for you to work from home, and therefore we need to review your company your car allowance. We need to review your card for entertainment, for petrol. And so a lot of people have had to take substantial cuts. So it would be very difficult for one group of people to say, but we need an increase in the midst of all of this, and business can't afford that. Yes, we need to address people looting UIF. I mean, I saw one personal incident where our son worked at a company I won't name. I mean, he worked for the weekends. And then all of a sudden he got paid UIF, and I raised my eyebrows and I said, that's a bit strange. Why are you getting so much? And his boss called him and said, hey, you know what? The government is useless and they've overpaid you. You need to pay back half of that into our account.
Wow.
And I said, no, hold on. You know, if he's overpaid, the money must go back to the
UIF.
Department of Labor.
Exactly.
But it can't go to the employer.
Exactly.
And in many, and in many cases, I would be at a fast foods like a Steers, and the staff would say to me, you know, we've seen our names on the UIF list, that a claim has been put in for us, but we haven't been paid, and it's difficult to raise us with our employers. So certainly there has been a lot of corruption and fraud in UIF. Now, will a strike address those? I don't think so, Kathy. But I'm also curious whether or not the strike will actually pan out the way that it should. I mean, they've targeted every city, and people are supposed to sit at home. There will be a few kind of drive-bys. South Africa, I think we're in a strange limbo situation where we're not doing what we usually do. I just don't see, you know, huge numbers necessarily turning out. I think there might be some people driving, but the impact of it, I don't think, maybe as grave as the union wants it to be, or as business South Africa thinks it's going to be.
Luba, thank you so much for your time, and thank you for organizing a secondary connection, and just wish you a good day. And I might still be here next week, standing in for Howard Feldman. If we are, then we'll find something you know, non-controversial to talk about. We'll talk about your kids.
Well, look, I've got to go deal with COVID. Howard was laughing at my story with COVID because, again, this morning I sat with our daughter not wanting to go because one of the kids at school tested positive. So at 1 o'clock we had a message from her saying, do I go to school? I said, I don't know. I mean, she's in grade 12, you're in grade 10, so what's the issue? She says, yes, but she's in my tutor class. And I said, what's the tutor class and how does it affect you? So yeah, so I think the COVID issues are still there, but I think
the COVID issues are certainly still there. Can I tell you how my day started, Luba? And I can talk about it now because I've been trying to hold things together since 6 o'clock this morning, knowing that I had to do a show. My day started at 5 to 3 this morning when I got a phone call from Linksfield Clinic. A friend of mine was hospitalized there on Sunday. Her name's Margaret Wolf. In 2 days, she was dead from COVID. And there are still people walking around with masks, without masks. There are still people saying, well, it doesn't really exist. I'm telling you that it exists. It exists.
It exists, but I think that the challenge, Kathy, is people have become more complacent. I mean, I just got a message now from school saying that they're noticing that the kids have relaxed. People in level one are behaving like it's business as usual. You know, I'm looking at friends in the Eastern Cape. People are suddenly saying, I've got my 40th, my 50th birthday. And I've seen posts where people are holding parties. Everything is going back to normal. You know, I think for me, the pain with it is that there's still the unknowns. You know, a good friend of ours passed away, last month and, he had Corona, you know, he contracted COVID. And the sad thing was he eventually beat it, but he was in hospital for so long and eventually he had other complications. And so you're seeing that on the one side, but then you're seeing people quite relaxed. I just walked past the two waitresses who walked up each other, gave each other a big hug, and then walked into the store. So it's almost for many people as if life is back to normal and people are just going back to that. But unfortunately, as you're saying, it's still there.
And it's very real. I mean, I know three people in the last week who have passed away from COVID-19 and then my best friend, you know, it's just, there's just no words. And, you know, I think that the best thing to do is leave stupid people to themselves and stay in our homes. And treat it like it's level 5. I don't know what else to suggest.
The problem, Kathy, is you still have to get on with life. I'm noticing, for instance, that...
What life? There's no life if you're dead, Luba. There's no life if you're dead. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like...
And who's going to look after your kids?
You walk into a lift and the person will not have their mask on. And when you walk in, they'll quickly put it on. But they've been in that lift without the mask. And the question now is, what do you do? Do you step back and not go in the lift? So I think that the wearing of masks is certainly relaxed. I mean, I look at restaurants and it makes no sense that you walk in with the mask, they want to see it on, you sanitize, you sit down, you take it off.
And you take your mask off, exactly.
Yeah, and if you go to clubs, it's the same story. My kids are saying, you know what, they want to see the mask when you get to the door. But once you walk through the door, you can take it off. So yeah, I think it's a crazy scenario. But anyway, do be strong. Maybe you can talk about the next debate in the US elections. I think that should provide sufficient amusement.
Let's do that. Anyway, have a good day, Luba. God bless
you. Take care.
Wear a mask. Bye bye.